All right, so I have a few daily requirements to share with you. We call these our daily flow requirements. First and foremost, I don't want you to be afraid of the word requirements. Sometimes we relate to this word in a way that feels like pressure or force or a have to, and that is certainly not where we're coming from. In fact, I invite you to feel into a stronger place inside of you where you start to, and we'll talk about this inside module two, where you start to identify what your requirements are as a woman. And even begin to trust yourself with saying things like, I require. It's very, very beautiful. So we have some daily requirements inside of Elegant Femme that will assist you in easily and elegantly tapping into your femme types on a daily basis. And I'll explain to you what each requirement has to do with each femme type. Also, I would like you to know that those of you who did participate in the 9-day Live You Fully challenge, you've already got a little bit of a taste to this. The important thing here is consistency, and it's not only the activity or the requirement, but it's how you approach it that really makes a difference. So, as I said, we suggest that you do these small activities every day to honor your femme types and continue to stay open to your next level. There is a lot of strategy going on behind the scenes. So, if something feels overly simple, just be aware that it's opening a deeper space inside of you. And if something does feel difficult, I invite you to breathe into it and I invite you to analyze which femme type might be out of sync, because what's going on is you have trapped energy stored inside of there. So you might feel some resistance to some of the activities, or you might feel resistance just on particular days. Beautiful awareness, beautiful insight for you, because that means there is trapped energy stored inside of you. So although you might feel some resistance, what I invite you to feel into is above and beyond the resistance, knowing that when you allow yourself the opportunity to make that movement, you will receive an in-depth amount of energy that will fuel you, bring you into a space of vitality, aliveness, and momentum. Hot water with lemon. We have heard this many, many times. There are so many beautiful health benefits to hot water with lemon. Here's specifically why we do this inside of Elegant Femme. And I always love fringe benefits. So you'll see some of these do have fringe benefits, which is just gorgeous. Here's the intention behind this, and here's why I invite you to focus. When you get up first thing in the morning, we already have you putting your iPhone away from your bed, allowing yourself to really connect with the day. The first thing that I will do after that is I will go into the kitchen, I will turn on the hot water and have my hot water and lemon, giving myself the opportunity to physically sit with myself and be in indie energy at the beginning of the day. This is incredibly cleansing as well for your physical body. As I said, there are a bunch of health benefits, but our intention with this inside of Elegant Femme is a different kind of cleansing. This is for you to cleanse anything, just energetically even, that isn't serving you. Allow yourself to set the stage for your day. Remember, a beautiful life starts with a beautiful day. Sometimes we feel very rushed in the morning. Do your best with this, okay? Again, we're not expecting perfection. We are, though, and I am inviting you to make a commitment to do some of these really with a heartfelt intention that you're following through, not just a, oh well, not blowing it off, really making a commitment to some changes and shifts in behavior around this. So this is an indie femme type opportunity, hot water with lemon. Stretching. Again, you know, this might sound very, very simple. What I want to let you know is that inside the Live You Fully program, you are going to be bringing things to the surface, memories, emotions, you're going to be shifting behavior. This does a lot to our physical embodiment. We're going to be moving out of that box into a limitless box, a box with no lid, and you're going to be allowing yourself to make some new movement. Inside of this, you're going to be releasing some cellular memory of, as I've been speaking about, some stored energy that's been placed inside. The intention around the stretching inside of Elegant Femme is for you to make movement for the new energy, for the new space. Yes, again, the fringe benefits are going to allow you to feel better inside of your body. You take this however you want to take this. You can start with just touching your toes in the morning. You can start with bending your knees, whatever stretching means to you. However, I'd like you to incorporate it daily. It can be something simple, 3 to 5 minutes in the morning, or you can choose to do something more intense if that serves you. If you're already doing something like yoga or some sort of working out, I still invite you to pay some focused energy units around stretching, really intending for your body to receive. When you stretch, you open up new space inside of you to receive the new. So as we mix with these energies, as we open and allow you to release and let go of the energies that aren't serving, the stretching will facilitate that movement. This is for your Indi as well. Walking for at least 5 minutes a day out in the fresh air. I am not talking about a treadmill in the gym. This one might surprise you. This is actually Frenchie, and it's not to burn calories. Whatever happens while you're walking to your physical body, fantastic. We'll take it. The intention, however, inside of this for us is to witness external beauty. So as you go outside and walk for your 5 minutes, I'm inviting you to pay attention to your external surroundings. You're going to be awakening your senses. Pay attention to beauty you haven't seen before. It's so amazing. We can walk down the same street every day and not recognize the beauty that's in front of us. This is a pattern interrupt for you. This is an opportunity for you to start seeing beauty in places you haven't seen it before. So let go of the exercising mentality. Let go of the counting calories. Let go of the idea of thinking you have to do something to get in shape. This is particularly designed to open you up and allow you to see, witness, and honor the external beauty that's in your life. Pay attention if you resist this. This is for your Frenchie. Raw chocolate. Oh my goodness. So I do actually invite you to have raw chocolate on a daily basis. Now, whatever your equivalent for raw chocolate is, I've heard over the years, Tara, I'm allergic to chocolate, I don't like chocolate. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to force you to eat chocolate if chocolate doesn't serve you. I do, if you do like chocolate, I do recommend raw chocolate. We're not looking for going for a sugar binge here. The opportunity and intention inside of this is for you to feel the opportunity to indulge every day and not go into a cycle of deprivation or overindulgence. We're going to speak about this a lot inside of your Frenchie module. This is for your Frenchie. My intention here is to share with you that you can still feel good as you grow. You don't have to wait. You don't have to put things off. You don't have to shove all the beautiful things away and wait for someday. So whatever your equivalent of this is, I've had women do Earl Grey tea with a little bit of cream. Whatever feels indulgent for you. And again, this is also an opportunity in self-loving discipline, which we speak about in module number one. So you might see some patterns surface around this. You might see some trust opportunities surface around this as well. For moms only, two uninterrupted showers. I almost said it backwards. I'm a mom. Or showers or uninterrupted bath every week. Now, if you're not a mom, you might think this is funky dunk, ridiculous, right? Like, of course you would take an uninterrupted shower. But if you're a mom, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. At least once a week for a bath or twice a week for a shower, lock that door. Really allow this to be a time of peace. This is for your Indi as well. So we have a couple Frenchie activities and the rest are Indies. We're not doing anything for the New Yorker right now. That's going to easily and elegantly unfold. So detach from that force or that doing inside your New Yorker. You're going to see what opens for you inside of that final module. This is an opportunity for you to relax, for you to receive, and for you to just be. As I said, a lot of energies are going to be surfacing and swirling for you in the shower. Isn't it amazing to get amazing ideas in the shower when we're not trying too hard? Just wash away any emotions or negative energies that aren't serving you and allow yourself to just connect with who you really are.